This attunement is all about inviting the body itself to awaken to an awareness of itself, its own aliveness, with you, the observer. First of all, just look around you and notice your environment. It's not so much for you, because you can take it for granted. Your eyes take a look and do they think they know exactly what's happening. But it's really for your bodies to sense into what's happening. And so the body has its own consciousness. And what this work is about is awakening the body's own awareness, separate from us, to what's going on. This is the instinctive body. This is the body that came through evolution to what it is today. And as you know, our own lives, our personal histories, can very easily interfere with the very natural instinctive sense of wholeness and well-being that the body normally would have had if life was different. So we're giving the body an opportunity to sense into what it's experiencing right now, rather than being caught up in another time, or a belief system, or a fear system, all kinds of things that can interfere with its own natural flow, and want a better word, well-being. So when it feels like the body has seen enough, has got enough grasp of where it is, then it's time to bring your attention more into the present sense of connectedness that your physical body has with its environment. Again, you're the observer. You're observing your body's connection to the floor, to the chair, to the sense now of the room and the people in it, my voice, and anything else that is natural for you to take in as part of your experience and your body's experience of its environment. Again, you're the observer of that feeling of contact between body and chair and floor. It makes a difference. As the observer, you're inviting consciousness to be present to the feeling of contact and connection with yourself, a sense of self, physical sense of self, and its environment. And notice how that makes a difference. Notice how, as you observe your feet, for example, in contact with the floor, that just being there with that observation, your feet become more three-dimensional in their presence, more defined, more information about the contact, the sense of whether the floor is soft or cold, or and how that affects the interior of the foot. These very, very basic kind of physical sensations that we would normally dismiss as insignificant. In fact, they're the very thing that awakens our inner life. The very thing that the body needs to know itself. So if you're standing, it's the sense of and the swaying of the movement. It's that sense of connection with the floor that the body then can feel more of itself, more present in a whole body kind of way. If you're sitting, feeling the connection with chair and the sitting bones, thighs, the back of the chair perhaps. Again, notice how the body naturally readjusts itself, accommodate that connection more comfortably. And at some point, it may dawn on the body that it's actually being supported by the chair. Something about the chair and its very nature, the body recognizes as support. And when the body feels support, it's very natural for it to do something in a way for it to feel supported. It may push against the chair, it may relax into the chair, and it's spontaneous. It's simply recognizing that life around it is supportive. And then it awakens to its own sense of being grounded, which is another word for supported. Its own sense of awareness that's actually here and not somewhere else, present. And then more things come, and that's about being grounded and present. So notice what comes when this body becomes aware of itself, supported by the environment. Just notice what surfaces in consciousness. And welcome whatever wants to come, whatever it is. Whatever is there that comes up in consciousness, be there just the way it is. And you may notice that it really appreciates this kind of attention. It really needs your welcoming of it to be not something else, not judged, not fixed even, but just really appreciates that you're welcoming it to be present to your consciousness just the way it is. It could be a sense of more of you expanding, opening up. It could be parts of you that need attention that feel tight or sore or squeezed in some way or hurting. And notice how you, when you just let them be there, welcome into consciousness just the way they are, they change in some way, as though they become more aware of themselves. Just the way they are, they become more a conscious, each different part that needs attention, more conscious of how they are right now. Perhaps they didn't know. But it needed your attention in this particular way to let them know, become more aware of themselves. And implied in that is if they become aware of themselves, they also become aware of their possibilities, away from being stuck or blind or frozen or held. So just take a few minutes just to enjoy whatever wants to come to your consciousness. And from time to time, keep coming back to that sense of grounded presence, the sense of your, for most of you, sitting in a chair. And regardless of what comes, it doesn't matter what comes, you'll still be sitting in this chair. And you'll still will feel the feet on the floor. You'll still will feel your sitting bones supported by the seat of the chair. That doesn't change. And so that reality of you seated or standing becomes the place from which you can experience what wants to come alive in your body for attention. For me, it's a sense of containment or limits. So whatever I'm feeling is not overwhelming, but limited by the fact that I'm actually contained in this chair. Support, something to hold on to. That makes it very safe for me to be with whatever comes. Safe for me to say, okay, there you are. And it's okay for you to be where you are and how you are because I'm sitting in this chair. I'm not somewhere else. I'm certainly not caught up in you. I can be in this chair and I can make for whatever comes that needs my attention. So I'll be silent for a minute or two just to give you a chance of just observing and noticing what's coming into your body right now and welcoming that. And if there's movement there, stretching or yawning or very subtle movements, welcome all of that. For some of us, it's very natural to just move when we're in this quiet place of just being with ourselves and noticing. So let that happen as though it has a mind of its own. It's all part of that sense of the body feeling its own life. And when the body feels its own life, it's only natural for the body to move. Stretch, expand, be vital in some way or another. And then in your own time, invite your body to find its own resting place. This is about being in relationship with your body. Because you're the observer, there's a sense of you, and then there's a sense of body. And there's an experience of both. There's an experience of what it is to be you, and there's an experience of what it is to be body, or what is there called body. Because for some reason there's a kind of separateness, a dialogue and a connection and an invitation becomes possible. So play with that and invite the body to find its own resting place, and then step back, metaphorically to step back, and see how the body responds to that invitation. And again, just accept whatever comes as a physical, bodily response to the invitation. Find a resting place.